From the KTO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. The pandemic has put a damper on most of Juneau's usual July 4th festivities, but one resident is still hoping for a parade. Ray Rousseau says he got the idea to organize a short parade in the Mendenhall Valley after the city's downtown event was canceled in response to COVID-19. His son is an Iraq War veteran, and Rousseau has always participated in past parades with different community groups.
Everything about the 4th of July is important to me. It is the one time of the year where it's nice and warm and all the people get out of their house and they truly all cheer the same thing, and they're all cheering America.
Rousseau planned to have participants stage cars and floats in the Nugget Mall parking lot where the parade will begin and end. He reached out to the local Veterans of Foreign Wars chapter and printed up flyers to advertise. But Rousseau says he must have misunderstood the Juneau Police Department when he originally reached out about his plans. At the time, he didn't think he needed a permit. As it turns out, he does. Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell says anyone operating an unlicensed vehicle or walking in the road during the parade could be issued a citation. He told Rousseau last week the city will not issue him a parade permit.
In absence of a parade permit, what somebody could do, though, is they could have a line of vehicles that are, they could be decorated as long as they're vehicles that are allowed to be on the roadway, and they can just drive their normal route and just by obeying all the traffic laws.
Rousseau had hoped that people would be able to drive four-wheelers or ride bikes in the parade and planned to walk in the road himself. He's encouraging anyone worried about social distancing to watch from their cars along the parade route or even drive along. He sent a letter to the Juneau Assembly asking that the city reconsider granting him a permit.
If you're free enough to walk out there and go to Home Depot, then you should be free enough to actually walk in a parade.
Rousseau says he's heard from many community members who want to participate in Saturday's parade. He hopes they can do so without risking a citation. And although the assembly meets tonight, there's nothing on the agenda addressing Rousseau's concerns. The assembly will, however, vote on an emergency ordinance mandating that people wear masks if they plan to view the July 3rd firework display outside. If that ordinance fails to get the necessary 6 votes to pass, the fireworks show may be canceled. A former big box store in Juneau that's been vacant since 2016 is now for sale, about $2.3 million below what the city assessor's office says it's worth. The asking price for the former Walmart in the Lemon Creek area is $6 million. Angie Nolan is the property's broker with Alaska Unlimited Realty.
Unfortunately,
looks like we're having some technical difficulties there. The building was remodeled in 2008 before it became a Walmart. She says pictures in the listing show it's in good shape inside and out. Nolan says the asking price was set so that it would be obtainable and benefit Juneau. She's offering tours and pitching national retailers, and she says she's also looking for investors in a village-in-a-box concept she's seen in Ohio. A company there has converted big buildings into assisted living facilities with tiny homes and services along an indoor main street. So far, one industry's inquiries have stood out.
Unfortunately, I've had the people that want to sell pot.
Unfortunate because she says marijuana is forbidden under a noxious use restriction, which was a condition of Walmart's sale of the property to her client. Nolan says the restriction is in place until June 2025. The city and borough of Juneau has been exploring new consolidated space for its scattered offices.
Personally, I would love to see the city there. I think it would make sense for the city to move all of their operations there.
City Manager Rory Watts said Monday by email that the city doesn't have a municipal use for a nearly 3-acre building built for large retail. He said, it seems like this property should stay in private ownership. Juneau Mayor Beth Weldon agreed. And President Donald Trump has consistently downplayed the threat of COVID-19, at one point saying that it would just disappear. Now, a fisheries management agency in his administration is telling staff, including those in Alaska, not to use the words COVID-19 or pandemic. Nat Hertz, with Alaska's Energy Desk, has more.
Earlier this spring, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council convened a meeting to discuss emergency actions to help Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska fishermen cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. And let's just say the pandemic was not a secret to those who called in.
The pandemic is hitting a lot of operators hard.
This previously unforeseen steep reduction in participation, which is directly linked to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think it's a very clean motion and well needed for this pandemic.
But fast forward to last week when the National Marine Fisheries Service, part of the Trump administration, released a new rule in response to the meeting. The rule is 4,800 words long, but not a single one of them is COVID-19 or pandemic. Instead, it only uses phrases like government health mandates and travel restrictions. Now there's a possible explanation. A federal memo obtained by Alaska's Energy Desk tells agency employees not to use those words if they can help it.
I mean, I'm just telling you, I think it's crazy.
Mark Begich is a Democratic former U.S. senator who used to chair a subcommittee that oversees the Fisheries Service. He says he thought the memo was a practical joke at first. But given that it's real, he sees it as a dangerous attempt by the Trump administration to play down the pandemic's impact.
This is just putting people at risk and not being honest and transparent about the situation we face in this country, which is getting more severe because of the lack of taking full action, because you have government leaders that don't want to acknowledge it for political reasons.
The Fisheries Service's 4-page memo says the agency's preferred approach is making no reference to anything COVID-related in its formal rules and announcements. And it offers pre-approved replacement phrases like "in these extraordinary times." It does allow direct mention of COVID-19 or the pandemic on a, quote, extremely limited basis, but only with approval from agency headquarters. A Fisheries Service spokesman declined a request for a recorded interview. He says the memo is meant to ensure timely and consistent rulemakings during COVID-19, and he noted the agency has been posting pandemic-related information on its website. But he did not explain why the agency's preferred approach is making no reference to anything COVID-related. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
Alaska health officials are reporting 25 new COVID-19 cases today, including 21 Alaskans and 4 non-residents. The numbers, which reflect cases reported by late Sunday, range from Anchorage to a village in the Bering Strait region. Of the new resident cases, 7 are from Anchorage, 8 are from the Kenai Peninsula Borough, 3 are from the Matsu Borough, 2 are from the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and 1 is from the Nome region. Norton Sound Health Corporation, a Nome-based tribal health care provider, says the local case was in a corporation employee in a regional village. There's only been one other COVID-19 case in a village served by the Norton Sound Health Corporation, says spokeswoman Reba Lean. She could not immediately confirm whether that village was the same as the one where the new case was reported Monday. The case was the 4th among Norton Sound Health Corporation workers, Lean says. 4 more people have been hospitalized with either a positive test for COVID-19 or are under investigation, bringing that total up to 16. There were no deaths attributed to COVID-19 as of Sunday. And a federal bankruptcy judge has approved a plan for an auction to sell Alaska's Raven Air Group in whole or in part. The Alaska Journal of Commerce reported that the auction of the state's largest rural air carrier is expected to be held July 4th and before a July 9th court hearing. Raven Air says about 30 bidders have expressed interest in buying all or some of the company's assets. 5 submitted bids to buy the entire air group. Without a successful bid, the bankruptcy plan calls for the company's assets to be put into a trust and sold to satisfy creditors. And the mayor of Anchorage has asked the native village of Iklutna to determine what happens to a statue of a British explorer following calls for its removal. The statue is of Captain James Cook, who has been credited with discovering land that was already inhabited by indigenous people. Native Village of Aklutna President Aaron Leggett says a decision has not yet been made on what will happen to the statue, but he would like to see modifications at the site that would include the history and voice of Alaska Natives. Leggett said that the mayor's statement is the most significant recognition of the village being a sovereign government. This is KTOO News.